Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I get a chance every now and again to hang out with my guy, Scoop B. If he were on the phone, I would tell you that he was joining me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, 500 new and used vehicles for you to check out at Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. But he happened to be in Chicago after watching Bulls-Lakers last night. And he's been doing the rounds. He's been hanging out with my dude, Leon Rogers, who has that killer nighttime show now over on Fox 32. He hung out with my boy, Goff. And he finally was just like, oh, I'll go see Holmes now. Like, I'll finally come and hang out with my boy, Holmes, now. But he is here with me in studio. I love Scoop B. And if you're not following him on Twitter, you need to be, because he's where the action is when it comes to the NBA. At Scoop B is where you can find him. What is up, my man?
I got to save the best for last.
I don't believe you.
You should. Lawrence, you are the man. You are on the Scoop B Radio podcast. I told you, for sports in Chicago, you are the Angie Martinez of sports. You are the guy that I would run. I'm not from Chicago, but would come in and listen to you after. You inspire a lot of people.
I appreciate that. And like I told you, like, being even compared to Angie Mar is like, she is a goddess to me and deserves to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. So
she does.
I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Man, what have you been up to? Because every time I look up, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram, you were out here in these streets.
I am staying busy, and last year seems like Cinderella compared to last year to this year. Just the amount of stories that I did accurately predict, and some I got wrong too, and learning experience on the fly. I'm thankful that you gave me a platform to be myself, and what I can say wholeheartedly is, many people don't do that. And I look at people like Bob Lee, who gave Jemele Hill, Bomani Jones, and some of those other people. You did that for me. And, you know, to come here last, I really, really mean that.
I know you do, man. I'm just messing with you. It's Mutual Admiration Society. You know that.
Yes, sir.
What was the vibe like at the UC last night?
It was a Lakers home game. It really was. When you look at that game last night, man, the thing that's disappointing is the Bulls scored 36 points in the second quarter, had a lead, and they could hold on to it. I know that bashing the Bulls and bashing the Bears is fashionable these days.
Yes, I'm doing it every day.
I feel like that episode of Chappelle's Show. He said, you know, when pimp slapping people was fashionable, I won't do that. I want to get out of Chicago okay. And to that point, I will say this. I've said this on every show. If not Zach LaVine, then who? Is it Lowry? Is it Thaddeus Young? Who is it? And I'm disappointed that Lowry was not able to kind of hold his weight in gold last night. But I think that there is a transition process, particularly, you know, he is, I guess, considered a European big man that played college basketball. There is a transition kind of like Dirk Nowitzki had. If you're comparing him to that type of player, well, maybe fine wine gets better over time, and we'll wait that process out. But
yeah, but you can't, like, he can't be the guy. Like, you look at what he's done in the first 2 years and then have a game where he scores 7 points, mm-hmm. where you played 30 minutes, and what did Lowry have? 5 rebounds yesterday, where Dwight Howard comes off the bench, plays less minutes than you, plays 7 less minutes, and he's got more rebounds than you.
Dwight Howard, 3 rebounds.
I gave him too many rebounds.
You were gracious. I'm not causing any. I don't want no smoke, as Cardi B would say.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I'm just saying that. I want him to be better. And there have already been too many games so far this year, mm-hmm. where Markkanen is either not played in the fourth quarter or has disappeared in the fourth quarter.
And one thing I'll add is, while everybody's disappointed about Lowry, what I do find solace in is, I talked to Wendell over the summer, and one of the things he said to me was, you know, he was looking to really add to his offensive game. And added a signature move. You know, people know him for defense, and then he was hurt last season. And you know, you did see him go toe-to-toe at times with Andre Drummond, who is a human 2020 20-20 threat. They go toe-to-toe with him in the Detroit game, homecoming for Derrick Rose, of course. But when you really look at Wendell, I want him to be that guy.
Well, it seems to me he looks like he wants to lead. I will say that what's been ugly, it's been an ugly 2-6 start for the Bulls. But the one kind of thing that I'm still hanging on to is that from a basketball character standpoint, they seem to have nailed it with Wendell Carter.
They did.
You talked with him this summer. What do you think about him?
Well, I think that one of the things that helps him is being good friends with Bobby Portis. Bobby's another guy I spent some time with over the summer. And, you know, he's all for Wendell taking that next step, taking that next leap. There's something very old soul about him. But I think that when you put those expectations of not so much on Wendell's part, it was more Kobe White and others and management saying, you know, playoff aspirations this year. I think that puts a level of expectation that may or may not be realistic. They're 2-6 right now. But to directly answer your question about Wendell, he wants to lead. But I think that takes time. In year two, I think certain guys, like you look at Jimmy Butler, former Bull, his background in life and just expectations, a Marquette guy who, you know, wasn't highly touted like a LeBron James was. Or, I mean, Wade to me is more in a Wade category, kind of like diamond in the rough. You look at those guys, they have something to prove. And I think that's why he didn't work out in Minnesota with guys like Carl Anthony Towns and others there. But when you have young guys who are kind of just young and don't necessarily have that backbone, I think it takes a bit of an adjustment. And what I encourage with this, just the fact that those guys are growing together. Ryan Arcidiacono told me that, you know, this summer that, you know, that they have playoff aspirations. Maybe you should dumb that down a little bit because they're just a young team and maybe they're missing something. You know, I spent time with Anthony Davis the other day and, you know, that whole Chicago thing. Will he come a kid to ask that question? But a marquee player is what the Bulls need. I ain't saying Nathan because I ain't trying to get in trouble. But the Bulls are missing something. I don't know what it is, the seasoning and the salt. But
everything.
Listen, you got Lowry salt already, but you need something else. I don't know.
You had the chance to talk with some people in LA about LeBron and his approach to this season, where I think a lot of, obviously with him getting hurt, it was a downer of a season for the Lakers, but it seems as if there's a new reinvigorated LeBron that's come out, and you look at the numbers of the last three games in particular, seems like a guy that's on a mission. Is that what folks in LA are telling you?
Yeah, you watch LeBron James the last three games. First Laker to average a triple-double in three games since Magic Johnson. I think it was 1987. It was done. And it spoke to someone last night, a Lakers official, who basically said LeBron James wants to add another MVP to his mantle. And it's interesting. Watching that game last night, there was a moment number one, if I don't know if any people paid attention to it, LeBron changed his sneakers in between halves. He had a pair of black sneakers on. He changed to purple. And what I noticed towards the end of the second quarter, he hit that buzzer beater going into halftime. There was a moment where he just looked, as my uncle would say, pissed off beyond all levels of pissivity. He just hit a shot and he just looked like, I said, oh, no. It felt like that playoff series against Detroit some years ago. But it was a regular season game. And at that moment when I saw that look, because I think they were up maybe 15 or 20, I said, the Lakers are going to win this game. The Lakers have not lost since opening a night against the Clippers, and they've been unstoppable. But what I found interesting about the Lakers at large is defensively. As of Friday, the two league leaders in blocks are Anthony Davis, who averaged as of Friday 2.8 blocks per game, and Dwight Howard, 2.4 blocks per game. You made the Lowry Markkanen and Dwight Howard comparison. Dwight is playing for his freedom right now.
He is.
And
I mean, I know it's a small sample size, but I love the version of Dwight Howard we're now seeing, because I kind of wish he would have embraced some of this earlier in his career, because he can be such a force by being a guy that, Dwight, you don't have to be the leader of this team. Just go rebound and put back. Play good defense. And you saw the block on Kobe White yesterday, where I'm like, what are you thinking? That's Dwight Howard, man. He's just going to just lower the boom on you on that shot.
Dwight gone Dwight. And I think that when you look at Dwight Howard, I spoke to him over the summer as well at a Shaft premiere in Manhattan. And I asked him this simple question. If your career was to end today, this was before he signed with the Lakers, are you a Hall of Famer? He said, I would like to think so, that my body of work speaks for itself. And when you look at Dwight over the last couple of years, injuries has been his Achilles heel. You know, even playing with the Wizards, playing with the Charlotte Hornets, he still was a double-double threat. But now you're getting into you're going to the back of the crate. He's not giving you mixtapes. He's not giving you singles. He's giving you whole albums right now. But the albums that complement, he's Memphis Bleek, but LeBron is still Jay.
I'm okay with him doing dope features.
Yeah.
If he wants to do a dope feature, that I think that's probably where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Brandon Scoop B. Robinson is joining me here on The Score in studio. By the way, Tony, we got to get Scoop B. a gift card to Hub 51. When we have guests in, man, oh, Tony's got it. We hook them all the way up, man, with a $51 gift card to Hub 51 right down the street.
All the way up.
Yeah, all the way up, man. That's how we do. What's it like to watch what's happening to Golden State?
Steve Kerr now knows what it's like to be Mark Jackson. And Steph Curry now knows what it's like to be LeBron James. When you look at the Cavaliers with LeBron in 2015, you know, many thought that that would be LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love's year. And it wasn't so. And many thought that with the injuries that the Warriors had, Steph would have to carry that team. I have no problem with Steph. I think Steph is as underrated in the NBA with all the other stars now that Tim Duncan was during his era. And you now appreciate him sitting on that bench in San Antonio next to head coach Greg Popovich. But I don't wish any ill will on the Warriors, but I think it's a sign of the times. We knew KD was leaving. We didn't anticipate Klay Thompson tearing his ACL. And Draymond is, bar none, the heart and soul of that Warriors team. And I'm glad he got paid over the summer.
I am too. But when you hear KD then say, hey, you know, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and that's why I didn't really consider going back to Golden State. Like, that's messed up.
Well, as I was saying on your show throughout the past year that KD was leaving, I knew that to be a fact. And I can expand on what I know more. I can share with you that the Nets were in the equation dating back to last summer. I can tell you that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant went on vacation the summer before and were discussing it. That was kind of how I knew. I kind of did some research after the summer and kind of took a step and reflected. I was told that by someone in the know. I knew that KD was leaving. The Lakers portion of what I was told, there were some pitfalls. Obviously, the injury changed some things a lot. The Knicks were a conversation, but I knew KD was out just in the conversations that he was having and the stuff that he was saying about Steph Curry. When you hear it, it adds up. The Warriors, they had a run, and I know that seems silly, but they had a small window to win multiple championships, and that window opened in 2015 when they beat the Cavs. And you give all credit due to Steph Curry, but I do want to see Mark Jackson get another job too. I think that far too long he's been left without anything.
It's funny because his name has come up on my text screen here as we've talked about the Bulls, and I'm not trying to fire anybody. I'm just saying that that's a name that is already started to be in the bloodstream of Bulls fans if the Bulls end up looking in another direction for a coach. And I agree with you. I think that he probably learned from that experience. It sounds like it when I hear him on broadcast that he learned from that experience. It might be better off because of it now.
You talking about Mark?
Yeah.
And there were some other political things that I can tell you off air that went on in Golden State that attributed to it. And I think more socially ethics and that word on the street in the NBA carries a lot of weight. When people say things enough, you begin to believe it. And I want to see Mark Jackson in a situation where he can grow with young guys, but also win more, like just win. I think that Warrior situation was a blessing in disguise, as you said, but I don't know that Chicago is necessarily the place for that.
Okay. All right. That's fair. We'll discuss this off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get out of here, I'm with you. I want to ask you, what's the most interesting story in the NBA this season? Like, what has got you fixated on the league?
The Phoenix Suns. Monty Williams, to me, is a success story. A few years ago, family died in a car accident, was heavily recruited as a potential head coach. He and Jason Kidd, as well as Tyronn Lue, and ultimately Frank Vogel became that head coach of that team. But a guy that doesn't necessarily have to necessarily win now and is, even without DeAndre Ayton,
yeah,
who's suspended for 25 games. But Devin Booker, you know, has been a star for a while. And I kind of knew this team was special. Jamal Crawford, a guy who's still a free agent. Somebody please sign Jamal Crawford. Was on that Phoenix Sun team last year, and he raves just about how much those guys grew as a group last year. And I really like to see Monty Williams.
So you're buying that they can sustain a level of play that'll make them competitive in the West this year, or is it a project still?
It's exciting to watch. I don't want to go on record about any type of predictions, but I will say they're exciting to watch because they're a young team and they're not the Los Angeles Lakers or the Los Angeles Clippers.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so what's the next big thing that you're working on?
There's interest. There is interest. There are networks interested. There are publications interested. I've taken meetings, and boardman gets paid, as Kawhi Leonard says. So if you have any more information, you can reach out to me at bookscoopb@gmail.com. I'm taking offers. So there you go.
This man is a great follow. If you like the league, you need to be following him. At Scoop B is where you can find him. I appreciate you making some time for our show. I know that you were in town. You wanted to get the landscape, get the vibe and everything. You rolled in here deep too, man.
I told you I'm a rapper in my off days.
Jeez, man, you got like a crew of like four dudes.
So check this out. Remember at the end of last season when they had that fan that had the Zion Williamson Bulls jersey and the Knicks jersey? My man Jerry's right in there right now. That's him.
Get out of here.
That's him. Yes.
Look at you. You rolling here with a crew.
Yeah, man. I had to come correct. I told you. This is Angie Martinez. I come with my entourage.
Well, Scoop, keep doing your thing, man. You know, we got our eyes on you, seeing what you're doing. You're out there representing. It's appreciated.
I got the ultimate cable package, a.k.a. the Fire Sticks. I watch you on NBC Sports.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually wearing a suit instead of a hoodie today.
Yeah, man. Put on a crisp pair of jeans and a button-up.
That's how Jay told us to do it.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.